Hi, I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. One of the largest mammals in North America used to be plentiful in these parts, but by the end of the U.S. Civil War, elk were no longer in Missouri. With the help of the Missouri Department of Conservation, elk have slowly been trickling back into the state for about 2.5 years now. Bridget Bowden made a couple of trips to the Elk Restoration Zone in southern Missouri late last fall to see how the animals are doing and what folks like and dislike about the plan to bring them back.
Right now, there's a herd of more than 100 elk roaming around in the Missouri Ozarks. But you might not know it just by looking around. You see, they're actually kind of hard to find in the woods. That's where Barbara Keller, the Elk Relocation Project's main scientist, comes in. She tracks the position of each animal every day using special collars they have around their necks. She holds a silver metal antenna over her head and listens carefully.
And so you'll see, we'll go out here and listen to their signals. They emit a radio signal, and we can hear that on our receiver.
Keller finds other clues around the ranch. She spots a tree with the bark completely stripped off, a sure sign of an elk.
Deer will do these type of rubs as well, but it being that high, the area where the bark is stripped off is so large that that has to be an elk.
Part of Keller's job for the Missouri Department of Conservation is to track the survival and reproduction rates of the elk. They keep records of everything from how many are being born to what they're eating to how they die. One of the reasons the department tracks the elk so closely is so they'll know when the herd is strong enough to allow hunting. Dave Hassenbeck heads up the program. He says hunting was one of the main motivations to bring elk to the state in the first place.
As far as the agency motives, I mean, we do have a strong public sentiment supporting the elk, so I guess you could say that that was partially why we did this or what we're getting out of it, because, again, we've got a lot of sportsmen and actually ecological types that would like to see the native species back in Missouri.
But only a few select people will be able to hunt them at first. Hassenbeck says hunting tags will be given out in a lottery system.
If there's only 200 elk, we couldn't just let every Missourian buy an elk tag and come down and have 15,000 hunters pursuing 200 elk.
But not everyone is excited to see the large mammals brought into the state. Much of the agricultural community, including the Missouri Farm Bureau, is very unhappy with the program. Daryl Skiles is a cattle farmer in Salem, which is about 70 miles from the elk relocation zone. He's a hunter, but he's not happy to see elk so close to home.
I love to deer hunt, turkey hunt, have deer and turkey on the farm, your own rabbit hunt, squirrel hunt, whatever. I've never hunted elk. I'd like to sometime. I'd like to hunt elk out where I think elk ought to be, out in the Rocky Mountains.
Skiles is also the presiding commissioner for Dent County and has spoken out against the elk program since before they were even brought into the state. He says he's worried about the potential threat to agriculture. His main concerns are disease and property damage.
Elk aren't like deer. Sometimes they go over a fence. The big bull elk, they'll destroy a fence. I talked to landowners who had cattle they found were out on a road on a piece of ground where they had just built new fence, and they found where the fence had been torn up.
Elk hunting will likely be allowed once the herd grows to more than 200 animals. The Department of Conservation doesn't yet know how long that will take. For Missouri Environment, I'm Bridget Bowden.
Late last year, a state audit showed the Missouri Department of Conservation continued to overspend on the elk restoration project. This comes after a 2011 audit also showed the state going over budget on the program. In total so far for elk restoration, about $3.5 million. MDC disputes those costs, though, and says they have actually spent much less than that when other things are factored in. You can listen to Missouri Environment every 2 weeks at this time on KBIA. You can also find us at kbia.org. I'm Gary Grigsby.